It is State Senator Bruce Caswell who joins us on the line this morning. And real quick, I guess, utilities right now, they're covered by the Public Service Commission here in the state of Michigan. Haven't really heard a whole lot out of what's happening with our utilities and infrastructure and those kinds of things. How much does the legislature actually get into any of that, or do you leave it totally up to the Public Service Commission?
No, Ken, the legislature does weigh in on it. We had a series of bills back 2007, 2008 that were passed in the legislature that dramatically changed how we paid for energy, and we put in at that time the requirement for renewables, and we also put in a requirement that everybody has to pay for whatever it costs to get the electricity to them. We don't deal a lot, however, with the transmission of electricity. So ITC is a major company that has control of the lines, puts up the poles and the wires and all that sort of stuff. That's more or less handled by the federal government and the MPSC. We don't weigh in on that.
Yeah. And as much as you guys like to think you have power, you have absolutely no control over Mother Nature. So
the good Lord reminds us every now and then that we have control over very little on this earth. He's in charge of everything. We all need to remember that.
There you go. Well, let's talk about something that you guys do have control over. And there's some work going on as far as campaign finance regulations here in the state of Michigan, right?
Yeah, Ken, there was. And we passed a bill out of the Senate last week. It was a little bit controversial, but it had a couple different parts to it. And this gets pretty confusing, but basically, a guy like me goes up to Lansing, and all of us that are running for the legislature or governor or anything else has to set up what's called a CTE, which is a committee to elect. Now, that committee to elect has all kinds of restrictions on it as far as how much you can take in, money from individuals, how much you can pay out, and so on and so forth, and reporting requirements. One of the weaknesses in the committee to elect is that in off-election years, like this year that we're just ending up, I raise money all year long and put into this fund, and I don't have to report anything until next January. So there's a full year of me fundraising without having any reporting. This bill that we pass is going to require three reporting periods during the year, which I've always been in favor of. The more openness, the better. Another piece that was more controversial had to do with committees that are set up to advocate for issues. Now, you and your listeners may remember last year there was a fellow by the name of Matty Maroon that spent millions and millions of dollars trying to kill off the new bridge and leave the Ambassador Bridge as the only bridge to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of issue-oriented committees only have to report lump sums of what they spend. They do not have to report who they get the money from, where it comes from, or anything else. And so you get into any issue-oriented ads. They don't necessarily promote one person or another, although they do skirt the line on that. Then all they have to do is report a number at the end. And there was a Secretary of State ruling under Terry Lynn Land that said that was okay. That's what the election law said. Then Ruth Johnson's come out, and she said, no, it doesn't say that. It says this. And so the Senate weighed in and said, we're going to leave the law the way it is. In other words, you just have to report a lump sum and not report everything else. That was part of the bill. There was an amendment to that bill that was put up that said, no, you will have to report. We're going to take that language out and let the Secretary of State decide. I supported that amendment. It did not pass. And so at the end of the day, the bill we had to vote on, I voted for it. It got more transparency into the committee to elect things, which I think is good. It also raised the limits. The limits that you can contribute to a candidate hadn't been raised essentially since 1977. And so they were doubled. It used to be that, Ken, if you wanted to contribute to my campaign, you could contribute up to $1,000 over a four-year cycle. Over the 4 years I'm in office,
mm-hmm.
That's now been raised to $2,000 for an individual. For a House of Representatives seat, you could contribute $500 over a two-year cycle because that's her term of office. That's been raised to $1,000 as well, and same thing for the governor and all the statewide offices. So it upped how much you could contribute, Remember, all that gets reported. It increased the number of times you have to report with a committee to elect, like what I have, and it left in place the current requirements for these issue-oriented campaigns.
Before Thanksgiving, any major items going to be tackled by the legislature, or is it pretty quiet right now?
Well, the legislature's not voting this week or next week. I'm going up tomorrow. I'm on the Mental Health Commission, and we're finishing up our report and getting it prepared for the governor to give to him by the end of the year. Pretty dramatic changes that we're going to try to make in how we deliver mental health to our kids, to our adults across the state, and how we pay for it and so on. So that's something that I would expect, I don't know, but I would expect the governor might mention in his State of the State speech next year. But at a minimum, it'll be ready to go after the first of the year, and we'll be tackling those issues next year. So
right.
I'm working on that as well as other things up in Lansing. So.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing that report when the final version does come up. That's State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.